giving you news many aren't talking about. Telling the truth. Truth is the only way to report news. Being honest, making sure we tell the truth. Sharing. We share our info. Supporting our country. Putting America first. We are RTN. Real-time news of the Treasure Coast. We bring you news that many don't talk about. We are real-time news.
Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. It's time for another podcast with Real Time News. With host Real Time News, James Powell.
And we do thank you for joining us today. This is James Powell with Real Time News, and that's Real Time News of the Treasure Coast. Thank you for joining us on our podcast and or our video podcast. We would like to ask you to subscribe, share, and connect with us on whatever video platform you are watching this on. And with our new reformat of our show, we are doing what we always do, is we do the verse of the day, and we are starting out with that instead of ending with it, because putting God first is so very important. But we do thank you for joining us on our podcast. We are not going to be bringing you as much news today, but we just wanted to just drop in a little news that we have. We are heading into unprecedented times, but we do know that God has everything under control, and I truly believe that people are going to be surprised with what all God does. The verses of the day today. Today is January 18th, 2021. At the time of this recording, let us read this verse of the day. Romans 5, 3 through 4. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. Thoughts for today's verse? What are you living to produce in your life? Wealth, fame, status, significance, a legacy? How about character? Isn't having character of God our real goal in life? So even in our worst of times, if we can be people of character, then nothing can steal from us our most desired goal, the character of God given us in Jesus Christ. Let's go to the prayer. Dear Father, please bless me so that I can be strong in difficult times and consistent in holy characters. Please give me a heart of courage and compassion so that I can more clearly remind others, at least in some small way, what you are like and what you can do in their lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I trust you become a man or a woman of character today. God has this. God is in control. Thank God for all that He does. All right, we're going to jump into some news. We do go to the Gateway Pundit. And turncoat GOP lawmaker tells ABC News his impeachment vote may have ended his career. And the title goes, "You think?" One of the things that the rhinos don't understand is the people have spoken, and it is time to stand up. And now they're feeling the heat. Here are the 10 that voted for the impeachment. Cheney, Rutler, Katko, Kinzinger, Meyer, Newhouse, Upton, Gonzalez, Rice, and Valdeo. So, Liz Cheney led the 10 House Republicans this past week who voted to impeach President Trump. As reported earlier, the vote was 232 to 197, with 10 turncoat Republicans joining Democrats in their latest attack on the president. The U.S. House impeached President Trump for allegedly calling for inciting an armed insurrection that he never called for. It bore the markings of an organized operation planned well in advance of the January 6th joint session of Congress. It was a disgraceful display by turncoat anti-Republicans. And so we have the 10. Media personality Tom Norton announced he will challenge freshman Rep. Paul Meyer, R. Michigan, Republican Michigan, in a Republican primary next year. I believe we are at a time, I'm just saying, we are at a time when the Republican Party is in a transition. And we are going to see new ones step up. It's the Trump Republicans now. Whether you like it or not, that is who it is. And we are in a transition of making truth and pushing America's agenda. It's all about America. So, turncoats are going, and that is what is going to happen. I'm telling you. So, and the tweet, let me complete the quote for you. It may have been an act of political suicide, but it's what I felt was necessary for the good of the country, to have accountability in this moment, but also to set a path moving forward, Meyer told Free Press on Thursday. Well, obviously, he does not understand and so disconnected from 80 million voters. Oh my, actually 84 million when the truth comes out. But it's about truth. That's what it's about. All right. Parler shows signs of life. New message from CEO John Matz posted on platform. Parler CEO John Matz has responded to Amazon kicking the platform off their hosting services, calling it a coordinated attack by tech giants to silence their competitor. The ban went into effect on Sunday, and that was about a week ago at the time of this recording, shutting down the platform that conservatives had flocked to since the big tech giants began banning conservatives. The CEO posted a message on the platform that was the first bit of good news from Parler in a week. It now seems the right time to remind all, both lovers and haters, why we started this platform. We believe privacy is paramount and free speech essential, especially on the social media. Our aim has always been to provide a nonpartisan public square where individuals can enjoy and exercise their rights to both. So, freedom of speech. That's what the left talks of. That's what the right does. And then they get banned for it. So, it does sound like some good info, Parler coming back. All right, let's go one more, and then we'll jump into the tech after we come back from the break. No dissent allowed. Popular GOP Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene suspended from Twitter after questioning Georgia election results. Isn't that amazing where you just want truth? That's all you want is truth, and you get censored. Last week, popular Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene announced she will introduce articles of impeachment against Joe Biden after his abuse of power on January 21st, the day after his inauguration. Now, I'm just going to go out on a limb here, and I'd say you're going to see some interesting things happen on the day of inauguration. I'm just stopping right there. There's going to be some interesting things happen. I believe I'll just stop right there. All right. So Marjorie Taylor Greene is going to introduce impeachment, and we'll see what happens. On Sunday, Greene went after Georgia election official Gabrielle Sterling after the dirtbag accused her and President Trump for the lost Senate seats in Georgia. So there is a lot of people that are standing up for the country and a lot of people that are actually standing up for truth. That is what it is about, getting truth out. That's the bottom line. So, all right, thank you for listening. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and we're going to be back just with tech news, just one article of tech, and then we'll end the show. I told you it's not going to be really long. I'm just jumping in, giving you the verse of the day, a few articles, and then tech, and we'll end it. Thank you for listening, and please make sure you subscribe, share, and connect with us on whatever video platform you're watching this on. Again, we thank you for joining us, and we'll be right back. We are living in an ever-changing society. With everything going on politically, there are crazy things that might happen. We might be in an emergency situation. That is where you can go to jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. That's jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. You can get your emergency needs and supplies, from emergency survival food to survival items, water filtration, air purification. They even have the option of buy now, pay later. And they have the deal of the day. So go to jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. Get your emergency supplies. That way, when an emergency happens, you are prepared. jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. With security always being an ultimate in everyone's life, wanting to keep your family, your wife, your kids, anyone that is around you safe, this is where the Wise Lock comes in. Security is very important in today's home, so I invite you to check out the link jjmediaonline.net/WYZE door lock. That's Wise door lock. And again, Wise, WYZE, Wise door lock. jjmediaonline.net/Wise door lock. Wise door lock gives you the opportunity to use the Wise app, where you can make sure, even though you're not home, you can lock your door, you can unlock it, set times, and many more things. And security is very important. So go to jjmediaonline.net/wise door lock today. Being in the midst of anything that you do, you always want to have a good entertainment system. One of the best entertainment systems that we know of is Bose. We ask you to go check out this Bose Lifestyle 135 series. Go to jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. That's Bose Entertainment. jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. The 135 series is a full home entertainment system, and of course, it only comes with the quality of Bose. Bose Lifestyle 135 series entertainment system is of the highest quality sound, quality made, and you will thoroughly enjoy. Go to jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. You will not be sorry. And we do welcome you back to our show. And we do want to remind you, please share, subscribe, and connect with us on all of our social media. One of the things that we are trying to bring you is truth, and that's it. That's the bottom line. But we do thank you for all the subscriptions we've gotten. Rumble has really taken off. We've been getting subscriptions on several of our channels there, and it's been very, very, very appreciated. Thank you so much. All right, our tech segment, facts matter. Twitter stock drops by 12%. CEO says Trump ban set dangerous precedent. After Twitter's stock value dropped by 12%, CEO Jack Dorsey made a statement about how banning Trump set a dangerous precedent and furthered division in the country. However, some people aren't buying it. After President Donald Trump was impeached, he delivered a video message calling for peace, law, and order, and surprisingly, it's still available on YouTube. Afterward, Mitch McConnell came out and confirmed that any possible Senate hearing wouldn't happen until after January 20th, potentially making the entire thing moot. Over in the House, lawmakers are being fined up to $2,500 for not wearing masks. Can you believe that? I mean, they're being fined even more if they don't go through metal detectors. What country do we live in? I mean, seriously, I'm just saying. Wow, I never thought that I would actually see this in my country of good old USA. That is unbelievable. So, but that is our tech segment, and I know that, you know, I'm doing shorter news clips because there is a lot of news out there, and it is coming out hot and heavy. Now, I will end with this. I believe there is going to be a different type of inauguration day. I'm just saying this. There's a lot of things going on, and there's a lot of things that look like are happening that actually is not happening. I'll just say that. So, thank you for listening. We ask you again, subscribe, share, connect with us, and specifically on whatever video platform, or if you're listening to our podcast, we do thank you for listening to our podcast. And we look forward to bringing you our next RTN news segment. We'll catch you on the next show. Have a great day. God bless. And remember, God has everything under control. We'll catch you next time. Thank you for joining us. We just want to remind you that we bring you real news, real tech, and talk about a real God. Please go to our Facebook page. Send us a message if you would like to advertise with us. Thank you. Have a great day, and God bless.